USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The House is set to deliver an article of impeachment to the Senate tomorrow against former President Donald Trump for inciting a riot at the U.S. Capitol. The trial is set to begin the week of February 8th. A growing number of Republican senators say they oppose the trial, dimming the chances that Trump will be convicted. However, Senator Mitt Romney of Utah believes there should be a trial. He tells Fox News Sunday,
"I wish that weren't necessary, but the president's conduct with regards to the call to Secretary of State Raffensperger in Georgia, as well as the incitation towards the insurrection that led to the attack on the Capitol, calls for a trial. And, if we're going to have unity in our country, I think it's important to recognize the need for accountability, for truth and justice."
Meanwhile, as many as 5,000 National Guard troops will remain in Washington through mid-March to provide security around the Capitol. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Someone accused of sending death threats to a Capitol police officer and member of Congress has been arrested. Story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Department of Justice has revealed that a Texas man who allegedly participated in the January 6th Capitol insurrection also posted online death threats against Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and a Capitol police officer. Garrett Miller of Richardson, Texas, faces 5 criminal charges stemming from the January 6th Capitol insurrection. He posted on social media pictures of himself at the insurrection. He also wrote that the officer who fatally shot a 35-year-old Trump supporter deserves to die, and tweeted that someone should assassinate AOC. According to the DOJ, he was arrested Wednesday, and federal prosecutors are asking a judge to keep him in jail pending trial. A hearing is scheduled for Monday. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Forecasters are tracking 3 major storms across the U.S. this coming week. California is bracing for prolonged heavy rain and snow. More mountain snow and valley rain is headed for the southern Rockies. The central plains and Midwest are expecting snow and ice as well. From Iowa to New Jersey, with the heaviest falling from northern Kansas into parts of Illinois. Damaging winds and hail are forecast across northern Texas and Oklahoma. At least 2 people were killed and 1 injured when a vehicle spun on I-80 in Nebraska last night, crossing into oncoming traffic and crashing into a semi-truck. A new mission to Mars will have microphones to listen to what the planet sounds like.
3 new Mars missions are heading for the Red Planet in February, and they'll be recording the first sounds from another planet. NASA expects its Perseverance rover to land February 18th after the United Arab Emirates' Hope orbiter arrives on February 19th, and China's Tianwen-1 mission arrives the next day. Perseverance carries 2 microphones. One will record the noise made by laser pulses emitted from the rover to hit rocks. The other microphone will listen to other events on the surface. The atmosphere on Mars is only about 1% as thick as the Earth's, so the sound waves will be different. Scientists say they expect to hear wind, falling boulders, and possibly even Mars quakes. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.